The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I want to take just a moment to remind you how important it is to think on paper. I talk about it all the time. It's so important, especially if you're someone who's easily distracted. You need a notebook with you at all times. This is where you jot down your best ideas. When you think on paper, all of that creativity flows and it sends that message out to the universe. It's crazy the things that you can manifest when you put your ideas, your thoughts, your dreams, your intentions on paper. Whether you're looking for a very simple to use, effective day planner or a blank notebook to capture all of your brilliant ideas and brainstorms, the place to go is pushjournal.com. We've got blank notebooks as well as incredibly easy to use day planners. Like, this is the day planner I created as someone who has ADHD who needed something super simple. We've got new designs that have more blank pages, or our classic push journal with a health tracker, as well as blank notebooks that are so cool. They're so adorable. Like, it literally will tell people a little something about your personality when they see you writing in this notebook. Check them all out by going to pushjournal.com.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you 18 tips for camera confidence. Of course, appearing more confident on camera can help you get more engagement, increase your views, and just establish your credibility online. So with that in mind, today, I'm going to share with you 18 different tips, phrases, quotes, reminders that I've come up with to help you feel and look more confident on camera. All right, let's get into it with tip number one. Stop apologizing. Stop saying sorry. Stop justifying. Stop going on your Instagram stories and saying, hey, sorry that I haven't been on for the last few days. Hey, sorry I didn't post yesterday. Sorry for this. Sorry for the background. Sorry for the way my hair looks. Sorry for the way my makeup looks. Don't worry about apologizing. No one cares anyways. No one's paying that much attention to you anyway. So stop apologizing. Stop justifying. Stop saying, oh, I just wanted to pop on real quick. I just wanted to say, I just. Take the word just out. Stop justifying. Stop apologizing. It's not only making you appear less confident, but as you say those things, you are affirming to yourself that you should be less confident. So number one, stop apologizing. Number two, really tactical tip here, is hold the camera at eye level. When you hold the camera way up above your head, it makes your audience feel like they're looking down on you. It makes your audience feel like you're below them, and that doesn't make you look very confident. Similarly, if you hold the camera down real low, like down by your crotch, looking back up at you, it sends a signal to your audience that you're not confident enough to hold the camera at eye level. It's just like when you're having a conversation with someone and they're not making eye contact and they're looking at the ground or they're looking at the sky, like you can tell something's off, and it's usually a confidence thing. So hold the camera at eye level. It will help you appear more confident. And just like the first tip, it will also help you feel more confident. Tip number three is to eliminate the ums, the ers, the ahs, and the like, so from your sentences. And this is going to take some practice. I actually had a teacher in high school who would ring a bell every single time anyone in their class said the word like, they'd ring a bell. And so I'm not saying that you have to do that, but maybe you want to assign that chore to one of your children, or maybe you want to give your partner a bell that they can ring whenever you're obnoxiously overusing like, and you're doing the Valley Girl voice. You know what I'm talking about, the stereotypical Californian accent. I'm a Californian, so I know what we're talking about here. But the more you can eliminate those things from your speech, the more confident you will sound. Of course, there will always be natural ums and ers and ahs, but an overuse of these pauses can come across as less than confident. Tip number four is to reframe your what ifs. oftentimes when we're about to record something or we're about to go live, we have these what if statements come into our brain, and usually they're negative. It's usually that little voice like, what if someone leaves a hate comment? What if I don't look as pretty as someone else? What if I have a typo? What if I do something wrong? And instead, I want you to reframe those what ifs and look at the other side of the coin. What if it goes viral? What if it serves hundreds of people? What if it helps you grow your business? What if this is the post that's going to set you up for the next decade of success? What if? What if? You never know. You never know if things can go wrong, but you also never know if things are going to go right. So reframe those what ifs from negative to positive. In the therapy world, another way to say this, and I think Brené Brown was the one who came up with this, but it's basically reframing the story that you're telling yourself. The story I'm telling myself is blank. And let's change that narrative. All right, tip number five, and this one comes from Beyonce. So yeah, we just quickly jumped from Brené Brown to Beyonce, is to create some sort of alter ego or character that you can step into when needed. So a lot of people don't know this, but when Beyonce was growing up, she was a very conservative, reserved, quiet church singer. She sang in the church. But when she was recording and performing Crazy in Love in 2003, she had to kind of embrace this new confidence. She had to become the Beyonce that we all know today, but that very much wasn't who she was at the time. So she created this alter ego for herself, and she named the alter ego, and I would recommend you do the same, come up with a name. And her alter ego was named Sasha Fierce. So whenever Beyonce was recording or dancing on stage or, you know, acting like the Beyonce that many of us know on TV, she was pretending to be Sasha Fierce rather than Beyonce. So it can be actually really beneficial to come up with an alter ego for yourself, a more confident identity that you can step into and use when needed. Idea number six of how you can be more confident on camera is to talk to just one person and maybe even pretend that you're talking to just your best friend, or you're FaceTiming your mom, or you're sending this clip to your loved one or your significant other, rather than talking to your hundreds of followers, rather than talking to the thousands of people who might see this video. Instead, just talk to one person. And also when you do that, it will help you appear more confident and it will help you connect more with everyone, because everyone will feel like you're talking to them specifically. Tip number seven is to look directly at the camera rather than your reflection. This would be like if you were having a conversation with someone and there was a mirror next to you, and throughout the entire conversation, they kept looking over and glancing at themselves in the mirror. That'd be really rude and really distracting. And also, you would probably think that the person was either way too confident or not confident enough. So when you're recording yourself on video, look directly into the camera lens. This will let your audience feel like they're making eye contact with you, and it will prevent you from looking at yourself and obsessing over every single minor imperfection in how you look on camera. I also sometimes won't even look at my reflection after I'm done recording. So after you lift your finger off of the record button, don't look at yourself. Add the text you need to add, or just immediately press post. You don't need to hyperfixate over every single little detail and every freckle and every mole and every imperfection on your face. Hey, I just wanted to interrupt really quickly to give you a quick tip about selling. When it comes to making sales, especially on social media, it has been widely documented and reported and studied and researched that customers value the benefits more than the features. So when I'm talking about something like the Insta Club Hub, people don't care so much that there are two lives a month, that there are thousands of Q&A responses with every single question ever related to Instagram, that there's dozens of quick bite-sized lessons. People don't care so much about the features that are, you know, hot this week, where we give you the latest trending updates about Instagram, where we give you five trending audios that are popular and growing that week. People don't care so much about all of these bells and whistles. People care about the way things make them feel. What is in it for them? What is their benefit of your product? So when I'm talking about the Insta Club Hub, the benefits that people can gain from joining the Insta Club Hub and becoming members is peace of mind around Instagram, a complete understanding of how to grow not just your following, but how to make more sales and grow your customer base on Instagram and how to do all of that in less than an hour a day. So you don't have to spend hours and hours wasting your life away on Instagram only to see little results. That's what the Insta Club Hub provides. The Insta Club Hub is the last Instagram resource, the last Instagram course or membership that you will ever need. The Insta Club Hub helps you finally make sense of the beast that is Instagram, and it helps you finally start to see real results that are sustained and that continue to grow. So if you're ready to join the Insta Club Hub, you can either visit instaclubhub.com right now. You can type it in without even pressing pause on this episode, or you can click down below in the show notes and it will open in your browser. And again, it's instaclubhub.com, and it is the last Instagram resource that you will ever need. Tip number 8 is to ease into the camera. Ease into it. Don't just dive straight into the deep end head first. Instead, ease into putting yourself on camera. Maybe start by posting photos of yourself. Maybe even just photos of yourself from behind or from a distance, so you're not necessarily as easy to see in the photo. And then start talking and recording some videos. But maybe you're not even going to be talking directly to the camera. Maybe it's just going to be a video where you happen to be talking to someone, or you're behind the camera and we can hear your voice, but we can't even see you. And then eventually talking directly to the camera. So ease into the talking on camera environment. If you just threw yourself to the wolves and jumped into the fire and tried to go live on Instagram and talk directly to camera after never doing it before, well, it's going to be really stressful and it's going to not end well. So ease yourself into it. Tip number 9, don't script it. Don't try to script and write out everything you're going to say. Don't try to pre-plan everything you're going to say in your reel or your Instagram live or your Instagram stories or your TikTok or any video that you're recording, even a YouTube video. I wouldn't recommend scripting the entire thing. It can be useful. And listen, some people like scripting the whole thing, but for most people who I've talked to and from all of the classes I've taken on public speaking, it's easier and more beneficial to just write bullet points and take on what's called an extemporaneous style of speaking, where essentially you have a general path that you want to follow, you have bullet points or notes that you want to hit, but you're not necessarily scripting out every single word that you're going to say. Because, and this leads right into my next tip, which is that when you do try to script out every single thing that you say, you end up trying to be perfect. So tip number 10 is to stop trying to be perfect. Stop trying to make every single thing absolutely perfect, and instead just hit record and just hit post. In fact, trying to be perfect is rejecting the fact that you are a human being. By definition, by being a human being, you cannot be perfect. Not you won't be, not you probably can't be. No. You literally, as a human being, cannot be perfect. So stop trying to be. It's wasted effort. It's wasted time. It's wasted energy. Stop trying to be perfect. Give yourself permission to be imperfect, to be raw, authentic, and real. And guess what? Your followers are going to appreciate you way more for doing that. And they're going to connect with you way more for being a real human being rather than trying to be some perfect, photoshopped, faked, filtered influencer version of yourself. Tip number 11 is to create low pressure environments for yourself. So similarly to earlier, how we talked about easing into it, creating low pressure environments is a great way to ease into whatever it is that you want to be doing. So maybe you want to be going live on Instagram, but that's really scary. Instead, a low pressure environment would be posting a TikTok on a private TikTok account that has 0 followers. So literally no one's going to see it besides you. Or posting something on an Instagram account that has like 4 followers. No one's going to see it besides you and maybe those 4 people. When you use these low pressure environments to your advantage, you're able to get more comfortable on camera before stepping up to the big leagues. There's a reason why every single sport goes youth, high school, college, professionals. You don't just pick up a baseball bat and then try out for Major League Baseball the next day. You ease into it by starting out at low pressure environments and working your way up to the higher stress, higher pressure environments, and you build confidence along the way. Tip number 12 is to listen to music or dance or meditate or pray or read affirmations. Basically, just get out of yourself for a minute. Get outside yourself. Get out of your own head. Have some fun. Cut loose. Connect with your soul or your purpose. Just, you know, stop thinking about what you're about to be doing and instead do something else. Boost your spirits, boost your energy, boost your confidence, and that will come across on video. Tip number 13 is to know yourself and maybe even reevaluate what your identity is tied to and what you really value and what you know about yourself. I recently saw this video that I thought was really cool where this guy was speaking on stage and he pointed at someone in the audience and he said, "Your blue hair is so ugly. I hate it." But the person didn't have blue hair. And then he pointed at another person and said, "Your blue hair is disgusting. I hate your blue hair." And that person didn't have blue hair either. And then he asked both of these people if they were offended or upset about his comments on their blue hair. And both of them were like, "No, like, why would I be upset? I don't have blue hair. That's not true about me." And he said, "That's exactly my point. If someone is making a negative remark about you online and you get upset or offended, it's because some part of you believes that that might be true. But if someone says your blue hair is ugly and you know you don't have blue hair, then you're like, what? That person is crazy. I know myself. I know I don't have blue hair. That person is nuts." So this tip is to know yourself, know what your identity is tied to, and truly believe those confident thoughts that you should be thinking about yourself. Tip number 14 is for you if you're like, "Well, actually, Brock, I'm not sure if I am that confident. I might have blue hair." Well, then be scared and do it anyways. I was recently on a subscriber-only live on my Instagram, and Carrie, one of my subscribers, told me that she says to her kids, "Bravery is not doing things in the absence of fear. Bravery is doing things in the presence of fear." So be scared and do it anyways. It's okay to be scared to go live. It's okay to be scared to record that TikTok in public. It's okay to be scared to record your YouTube video in front of your partner. But be scared and do it anyways. Tip number 15. This comes from Deion Sanders. Look good, feel good, play good. What does that mean? It means if you want to feel more confident on camera, if you want to appear more confident on camera and come across that way and carry yourself in a more confident way, put some thought into how you look. Again, like I said earlier, you don't have to be perfect, but maybe it's helpful to do your makeup or do your hair a little bit or set up the background or grab a ring light. Again, you don't have to be perfect, but sometimes slapping a little filter on your video can make you feel just a little bit more confident, and that might help you ease into posting. That might help you build up the true confidence to not even need a filter. So look good, feel good, play good. Tip number 16, stop comparing yourself to others, because comparison is the thief of joy. I didn't come up with that saying, but I'm going to say it all the time. Comparison is the thief of joy. Don't compare your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 14. Don't look at everyone else's lane. Stay in your lane driving your car. You don't know what they're doing. They're probably putting out some fake version of themselves on social media anyway. Stop trying to be perfect. Stop trying to be like them. You're not them. You're you. So stop comparing yourself to others. Tip number 17, remember your why. Why did you get into doing what you're doing? Why are you doing what you do for a living? Why are you posting on social media in the first place? Why are you even trying to be on camera in the first place? What's your why? What's your purpose? What's your greater mission? Why are you doing what you're doing? Who are you doing this for? Think about them rather than yourself. Stop thinking about the way you look on camera and start thinking about how you're going to change your kids' lives based off the trajectory set for your life and your business based off this video you're about to record. Remember your why. And then last but not least, tip number 18 of 18 is practice, 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 practice. Yeah, we're talking about practice. Ultimately, camera confidence is a skill. Confidence is a skill. It's something that's built and developed over time. Sure, some people are more naturally predisposed to confidence. Sure, some people were raised by parents who might make them feel more confident than other people. But confidence is a skill that can be learned. It's an ability that can be gained. So practice. Your first video is not going to be very good, and you're not going to feel very confident, and you're not going to look very confident. But a few years from now, everyone's going to be like, "Yo, How did you get to be so confident? Can you teach me how to be confident on camera? Can you teach me how to look that way? How did you develop that confidence? I wish I could be like that. And you're like, well, I just started. I just got going. I just started practicing. And then it got better. And then I got more confident. And then I kept practicing. And I kept making mistakes. But everything was okay. It ended up not being that bad. And I kept practicing and getting better and getting more confident. And now here I am. It's not rocket science. It's just practice. And finally, I'll conclude by saying this. I know camera confidence is hard. I know overcoming camera shyness is a challenge. But I believe in you. I know that you can. Just get to practicing, implement some of the tips that I shared with you today. Don't forget to subscribe to the Build Your Tribe podcast. And as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.